Shabbat Shalom. Okay, so today's Torah portion is found in Leviticus, starting in chapter 25, verse 1. And it's a double portion, and so it goes to, the first one goes to 26:2, and the second portion starts in 26:3 to the end of the book. Here's the first verse of the first Torah portion Bahar. The Lord spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, saying, and 26:3, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out. Okay. So, dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I just pray that as we go through your Shabbat, that we would impress the words of your Torah on our hearts and in our minds. And I thank you for your Shabbat, and that you knew that we would need rest. And in your name, amen. So let's have a general idea of what these parshas are about. Chapter 25 of Leviticus consists of Sabbath years, the year of Jubilee, laws of redemption, and the redemption of property, slaves, kinsmen, etc. Chapter 26 goes through the blessings of obedience, and chapter 26 is also kind of prophetic, and then it goes into the curses of disobedience. And chapter 27 is the valuation of things, what the value of things are, and fair trading and such. So let's begin in chapter 25. Then the Lord spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you come into the land which I shall give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather in its crop. But during the seventh year, the land shall have a Sabbath rest, a Sabbath unto the Lord. You shall not sow your field nor prune your vineyard. As is the goal of Leviticus, this passage introduces a new ordinance to the children of Israel. This was given whilst Israel was still at Mount Sinai in the wilderness. Now, I think that if I was one of the children of Israel, and I heard this command pertaining to a land that I had not even seen yet, I think it would give me great faith and show to me that in God's eyes, this is a set thing, that the land will belong to the children of Israel, as surely as the sun rises from the east. Now, most governments and countries would set up their laws after the land in question had been conquered. But with the children of Israel, the Lord sets up years in advance. And I think he did this so that setting apart a Sabbath year would be ingrained in the people, kind of making it something to look forward to, like how we say at Passover, next year in Jerusalem. It would make it tradition. Now back to the Sabbath year. So I think it is worth pointing out that the Sabbath year, or the Shemitah, is part of a bigger picture if we pan out. Firstly, there is Shabbat, the holy day of rest, every seventh day, ever since Adonai rested after creation. This day has been observed from when there's three stars in the sky, full 24 hours, till there's another three stars in the sky. Today is the seventh day. This is Shabbat. Then also is the seventh month in the Jewish calendar, or the days of awe, which I think it's Rosh Hashanah, is a Shabbat Shavuotom. Yom Kippur. And now in this parsha, the Shabbat of 7 years is defined. So I think that follows that all Shabbats during the a Shemitah year are Shabbat Shabbats, and all Shabbat Shabbat tones are threefold Shabbats. So what happens during a Shabbat year, you ask? I shall tell you. During this year, no work on the land may be done, aka no farming, planting, or any cultivation. Only naturally occurring produce is used and becomes free for all people to gather without charge. Also, during the Sabbath year, all debts and loans were canceled and forgiven, and no lender may collect from a debtor. The Lord fulfills all debts and makes all things new. He provides all things, and some things by the giving up of other things. We must lose our life to find it. By faith, the children of Israel rested, knowing that the Lord will bless them so they could live through the year. Because of the rest the land goes through, it becomes replenished and blessed. So after seven of these seven-year cycles, the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. Like the Sabbath year, but more so, the year of Jubilee is a time of renewal and freedom. All slaves, property, and debts are given back to the Lord. This is signaled throughout the land by the blast of a shofar. Now, I'm really regretting that Daniel isn't here, because it would have been a great word picture. This is followed by a time of tumult, I suspect, because everyone gives back debts. There's canceled things, and everything's made right, and everything's made clear. So it might be pretty confusing and stressful for everybody, but by the end of it, it's a new beginning. So if we look at this through the eyes and understanding from the Holy Spirit and the scriptures that have been fulfilled, we see that this year of Jubilee and the final trumpet blast are also a type of the day the Lord will return on the great and terrible day of the Lord. Then judgment, and then Yeshua will settle all debts and redeem us all into a new beginning. Chazak, chazak, v'yanit chazek. Be strong, and may you be strengthened. Shabbat shalom.